Welcome to Kane Radio's fishing and hunting show here on 1240. Of course, I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins and our fine engineer Lee Kay. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishings and huntings going on in the area and Louisiana, along with stories around the USA and the world. And, Ricky, you know we wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for these fine people.
Yeah, you're right, Tony. Good morning, everyone. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doors Heating and Cooling, Heikmanville and Grubbs, and, of course, Coca-Cola.
And we encourage call-ins at 367-1240. That's 367-1240. You can also listen to us online at www.kane1240.com, anywhere in the world. And listen to Kane on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android, laptop, home computer, iPod, tablet. And put that icon on your desktop or on your phone, for that matter. I mean, we're live here at the studios, 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, next to Victor's Cafeteria. And, Ricky, freshwater, saltwater fishing, what's happening?
Tony, the basin's jumped up, jumped down. Now it's coming back up. And Sunday we got our last hog fight. Well, it's the classic. And a couple of guys was kind of disappointed because we didn't put it in the basin, and now we're glad we didn't because the water's rising. And, of course, you can always run around from the lake to the basin. But anyway, we decided, Michelle and I, to hold it out of the lake, and we're going to have it Sunday. It'll be our last one at a safe daylight, probably weigh in at 3 o'clock, five fish all alive, 12 inches or longer. You have to be at least 12 inches to weigh in. And it's, I think it's 75 a man, Tony, so it'd be 150 a boat. And it's going to be a nice little turnout.
Yeah, it usually is. It looks like the weather's going to be beautiful.
Well, hopefully it will. Might be a little windy. So. I was hearing Lee earlier saying that Sunday it might be a little windy, huh, Lee?
Check for you real quick.
Yeah, but anyway, Ricky, yeah. But I mean, the weather, from what
yeah,
I can recall,
nice.
It's going to be gorgeous. It's not going to be.
At least it won't be raining. Tony.
Knock on wood, I think the 90-degree weather is gone.
Yeah, for a while. Yeah,
till next year. Yeah.
15 to 20 knots.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought Lee had said that earlier.
That's blowing a little bit. You're right.
That's washed up for the bay. You're looking at 10 to 15.
Yeah,
it's still a little windy.
That's good. Yeah,
that's all right.
It's not
going to be
hot. You get out. Oh, no, it won't be that hot.
You know, you'll be able to chill and relax and hopefully catch some nice fish.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the lake, Tony, I'm going to try to go out there this afternoon. I got a few things to do this morning. But the basin is just the waters, they're diverting some water, I guess, from up north. And the basin this year has just been crazy, man. Up and down, up and
down. It really has, you know.
And it never really leveled out to where we could, you know, catch we caught a few good fish in the basin, but not like we have through the years.
Yeah, you're right. And it's, well, just one of those years. That's
right. Yeah.
And they happen. Yeah. So whether good weather, bad weather, but good luck to you and the fishermen.
Oh,
and,
yeah. We'll catch some fish.
We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, over the weekend, of course, last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we had the Knights of Columbus 34-25 Labor Day Fishing Rodeo at Sycamore Point, and K.O. Cam Philavong was the surprise winner out there.
K.O. K.O.'s a good fisherman.
Yes,
brother.
He is. Yeah. He's a very good construction man, too.
Sorry for cutting you off, but, you know, he doesn't even eat fish. He just loves to catch them.
Really?
Yeah.
I had an uncle like that with ducks. Loved to shoot them, but wouldn't eat them.
That's right. He said, Rick, I can't stand them. I said, oh, come on, K.O. He said, nope. I love to fish, but he doesn't eat fish.
Yeah, I had an uncle who used to love to duck hunt, and he couldn't eat them, but he'd bring them. My mother would clean them and cook them. I mean,
oh, yeah.
We used to tell my uncle, you keep shooting them, keep shooting.
So K.O. did good, huh?
K.O. did well, that's right. And he was surprised by the water conditions, who were favorable after a hurricane passed through to the west, and surprised to walk away with the 58th annual KC Saltwater Fishing Rodeo, one of the top awards Sunday. And of course, K.O. is a contractor and simply was enjoying two very productive days of fishing alone. K.O. caught limits of speckled trout and redfish Saturday and Sunday on his way to winning the inside division's best all-around fisherman. And one of those specks was a 2.5-pound he weighed Saturday. He held the top spot in the leaderboard for more than halfway through the rodeo at Quintana Landing. That fish was unceremoniously bumped off the board by a 3.14-pounder by of all people, Chad LeBlanc.
Oh, Chad did? Well, good for Chad.
Yeah, before the scales closed Sunday at 4. So, anyway, K.O. rode the two nice-sized flounder. He also stuck on the board Saturday.
Two contractors, huh?
That's right. They got plenty of time to fish. Yeah. No, just teasing you guys. Just teasing. I know y'all might be listening in. Anyway, they finished 1-2 in the total points, and they were comfortably ahead of Lynn Hebert of Generat, who had 132, and Nicholas Hewland with 110. Those fishermen Hébert, that is, Lynn Hébert, who earned the Inside Division's Boat Captain's Award. Meanwhile, the Bonton Hébert's boat racked up 238 points to finish 3 points ahead of Lonnie Mars, Brad Shad, which carried the Kids Division Best All-Around Fishwoman. And that was coming to my line with 196 points. Meanwhile, KO said the water conditions were fair to good. Huh. And the holiday weekend was a special one for 10-year-old Lorville Elementary student Elena Mars. And fishing aboard the Brad Shad, which is a 17-foot boat approximately, while fishing with the crankbaits that are called Brad Shads. She finished with the top two croakers. And the division's heaviest drum, which was 24.2 pounded, she caught. And her 208 points were enough to win the kids' division. She was followed by hard-charging Norris St. Germain with 117 and Sage Hébert with 91. So pretty good tournament for those people out there. Yeah. Hats off to them. I'm happy for them.
They had a good turnout, Tony.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, Ricky, you're talking about high water. Well, you know, last week they opened the floodgates at Toledo Bend. And the Toledo Bend Reservoir, along with the Louisiana-Texas border, is at near record heights, or were, as a result of the rainfall of Harvey and forcing yep. officials to open the gates to drain the water into the Sabine River. The 186,000-acre reservoir reached 173 feet at 11 a.m. last
That's
Thursday.
That's high, Tony. Yeah.
That's very high. And just short of the 174-foot record, the lake climbed to just 3 days of heavy rain in March of last year.
Wow.
Prior to Harvey's passage, Toledo Bend had been holding steady at about 171.
Yep.
And the lake to lower the lake levels, the Sabine River Authority officials early Thursday opened a spillway 11 gates, 6 feet each. And the ABC affiliate over in that part of the country, the maximum height for the gates is 28 feet. Two hydroelectric generators were running 24 hours a day. So
generating some power.
That's right. And the gates allowing 66,000 cubic feet of water per second yep. to pass through the spillway.
A lot of water.
Yeah, that's right. And on Wednesday, the flow of the water was much lower, and the Beauregard Sheriff's Department issued a strong recommendation for residents living along the Sabine River to evacuate. And Toledo Bend, the fifth largest man-made body of water in the United States. Of course, it began in 1966, completed in 69, and two of the last 3 years, Toledo Bend was named the best bass fishery section in the country, too.
And it's still good, Tony. It'll be back. It's going through a little phase right now, but yeah. they stock it every year. And, of course, Toledo gets a lot of pressure, too.
Yeah, it does. It does, because a lot of water empties through there.
Yeah.
People living along there, and there used to be an old saying, the difference between a you-know-what and a you-know-what was a Sabine Pass. You
yeah,
know?
That's right.
This is a children's network, too, so yeah. you can't really
that's right.
speak your mind. Yeah. Meanwhile, most of the Louisiana oyster grounds were reopened this past week. So the Department of Health has reopened the shellfish growing areas in the state that were closed last week because of Tropical Storm Harvey. Agency had been concerned about the freshwater runoff, you know, and the yep. rainfall, because, you know, there's a lot of contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be in those beds with bacteria. So Harvey was gentler to much of Louisiana than what was forecast. And the agency notified local oyster harvesters as well as Louisiana Oyster Task Force about the change. And the reopening came about 30 minutes before sunrise last Thursday, when we were able to report that on a fishing show. And so those are good things all taking place. So
yeah.
Hopefully you can enjoy your oysters again. Of course, they said, what's the old saying that you don't want to eat oysters without an R in it in the month. So September kicks it off. So June and July, you don't want to eat oysters.
Huh.
Also, don't drink milk with oysters. It'll turn to sour cream in your stomach.
Oh. Or stones, huh?
Yeah. Had you heard that about not drinking milk with
oysters? I've heard that. Or even hard liquor.
That too.
Now, what's the deal with the R, Tony? Is it just a saying?
Just to know that,
it's the bacteria in the water can get growing and cultivating, and then the warm waters make it a good breeding ground for all this bacteria. With cold water,
it starts cooling off.
It drives it away, and then they go dormant.
So you learn something every day.
So the months with R's, you're supposed to only eat oysters, raw oysters, with the months of R's.
Now, there's more the screening is better, so you don't have to worry during May or July. You want to take this
Absolutely.
On the air real quick?
Absolutely.
Hey, are you?
Go ahead. You're on the air with Kane Radio, Fishing and Hunting Show. Missed him.
Hello.
Hello.
Should be there. Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'd like to Bailey Robin's birthday today.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry. Oh, Bailey? Right.
We'll get him on.
You said Bailey Robin?
Bailey Robin.
All right. You saying age?
I don't know, but she goes to
Generation
High.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's cool. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Got her name on the list.
you.
Okay, you bet. Bye.
All right.
Must be with
today.
The Roban Motors, I guess.
Probably so.
Oh, good question.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably so.
Anyway, but Lee, let's take our first break in the morning. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240, Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be right back after this.
Coming to eat our crawdads. Oh, yeah. Well, he's a peasant bird, you know what I mean. But he's against the law for you and me. But he's eating our crawfish with no respect. He's a Mexican bird, they call him Grobet.
Innovators, much more than you know. Not only do we sell, service, and maintain generators and electrical motors, since we've acquired Guidry's Ignition, we now sell and rebuild alternators, starters, air starters, magnetos, and batteries. At Electrical Innovators, we can come to you or come see us to start and inspect your generator so you can stay prepared for all power outages. Call 606-9802. That's 606-9802. 939 Jane Street, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Electrical Innovators, family-owned and trusted service for generators and electrical motors for over 30 years.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Escape, now only $19,890. $19,890 buys Ford's hot new crossover.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-T-I-R-E.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your full-line Mercury Marine dealer. For over 50 years, we've been a member of Acadiana's boating family, and we're proud to sponsor the Top Rod Fishing Show. We have recently received 2 truckloads of new inventory from Key West and Wellcraft Boats, both with reliable Mercury motors. We service what we sell and stock a full line of parts. So come be a part of the Email Marine family. Just give us a call at 369-6746 and like us on Facebook.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike, Menvale & Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike, Menvale & Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike, Menvale & Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
today. No shrimp today. Got oyster stew and catfish too, but no shrimp today.
Welcome back to the Kane Radio Hunting and Fishing Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins and Lee Kay. And next on, we'll talk about maybe there's a new Louisiana map that's incredibly valuable to hunters and anglers. And if the hunting and fishing are exciting sports, but some of the information needed to participate in them are as thrilling as painting eaves, well, after all, who gets jazzed up to buy a license? Meanwhile, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has developed an innovative tool to distribute everything hunters and anglers need, from the mundane to the magnificent. It's called the Louisiana Outdoor Explorer Map, which is kind of a boring title, but something that's as fun as it is helpful. And basically, this thing is the first thing users see when accessing the Louisiana Outdoor Explorer Map, and it's a standard satellite image of the entire state at the point, and or four tabs that unlock the treasure trove of information available to no other single spot. So it's, you know, it's something you can get on, you know, especially everybody's got access to computers and your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, whatever your case may be. And it's just an opportunity for people to pull up things and look and
see what you need to find out.
That's right. And users can leave one or more filters active when they click on another, and another exceptionally valuable if they want to locate the wildlife management areas with rutting deer during a certain time period. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to Go Hunting tab or Get on the Water, which includes access to much of the Department of Information related to fishing. Users can learn to extract locations of public boat launches, artificial reefs, fishing piers, stock ponds, and more. And to get the outside tab for non-consumption outdoor users, and includes filters for conservation areas, natural and scenic rivers, outdoor. You know, it's just something that more people need to realize. And there are a lot of people that hunt and fish don't even know about that.
That's right.
And finally, there's a tab labeled Get in Touch with Us. It shows the location of wildlife field offices, fisheries area offices, regional enforcement offices. And it's just it's a tool that can be used, and its research shows that barriers to hunting and fishing include lack of information and lack of access. Specifically, people don't know where to hunt and fish or how to close fishing and hunting access is to them. And the map is an initial attempt to begin providing the information to the public, and we have plenty opportunities in our state, and you know that, Ricky, as well as I do.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of those things. So
where you can find out what's open, what closes, and when it opens, Tony. Oh, yeah. So that's a good thing.
Just valuable. How valuable is that? You know, something, Ricky, we talked about last year, and that I want to remind our deer hunters, with the survey, there's a lot of disease outside the state.
Yep.
And now the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries are sending reminders out that what deer parts can you bring legally back into Louisiana? Mm-hmm. If you go hunting out of state, you know, you got some rules and regulations. How much people listen to this, I don't know. But anyway, if they catch you, you're in a serious shape.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the new regulation passed last year by the Wildlife and Fisheries reads in part, no person shall import, transport, or possess any cervid carcass or any part of the cervid carcass originating outside of Louisiana except for meat that is cut and wrapped, meat that is boned out, quarters or other portions of meat with no part of the spinal column or head attached, antlers, clean skull plates and with antlers, clean skulls without tissue attached, capes, tanned hides, fished, finished taxidermy mounts, and clean surveyed teeth. Any and all bones shall be disposed of in a manner where its final destination is an approved landfill.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yep, very.
You know, I'm... No offense, deer hunters, but how many of you guys?
Yeah, that would be tough to get around. Tony. Yeah.
You know, how many of them going to follow this? So just giving you a warning, I guess, a shout out. And the measure, which took effect March 1st last year, was instituted to reduce the chance of chronic wasting disease entering Louisiana. A total of 41 states now have restrictions on cervid carcass importation. Chronic wasting disease is 100% fatal to a deer. You know, and I guess they want to keep the deer herds here, I should say, healthy. And I guess that's the big thing. And I know your son is a big deer hunter.
Oh, yeah. A couple of years ago, that was big time, Tony. In Texas, they lost a lot of deer. And I guess they're trying to get it under control.
Yeah. So anyway, the meat and approved parts are imported to Louisiana must contain a possession tag with a hunter's name, out-of-state license number if required, address, species, date, and location of harvest. And the surveys include but are not limited to white-tailed deer, mule deer, elk, moose, caribou, fallow deer, axis deer, soca deer, red deer, and reindeer.
All the deer.
For all you Santa fans out
My
there.
My deer.
Yeah. Yeah, my dear. Anyway, so it's just one thing to keep an eye on, and with that.
I won't be the last you hear about that.
Too. Oh, no, I'm going to try to keep mentioning it to people, and just keep you hunters abreast of that. So, and just something you need to know. Meanwhile, for things we don't like to report on, but head-on boating collision results in the death of an 11-year-old, and a head-on collision on Calcasieu Lake last Saturday resulted in the death of an 11-year-old boy, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife Fisheries reported. The agency said Griffin LeBlanc Broussard, right up the road here, died at the scene. Another 11-year-old boy was involved in the accident and was rushed to the hospital. He's in serious condition. He is expected to live, as far as we know, the department said. Witness told the investigating agents LeBlanc was driving a personal watercraft with the other boy as a passenger. When he jumped in the other boat's wake, the action took them directly into the path of another 22-foot vessel. Mm. You know, here's the first thing.
Wow.
I thought you had to be 15 or licensed driver to drive a one of those watercraft.
Yeah.
Anyway, the both boys were ejected.
You're supposed to have a car, too, Tony.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, both boys were ejected into the water, but LeBlanc's life jacket came off, and the other boy was retrieved from the water by witnesses who rushed to the shore. And was taken to that by ambulance to the Lake Charles Memorial Hospital. Search and rescue teams were able to retrieve LeBlanc's body as he turned over to the Cameron Parish Coroner's Office. The accident occurred near Hebert's Landing around 4:30 Saturday afternoon. And
so I'm not familiar with that part of you said Calcasieu, Tony?
Yeah, Calcasieu Lake, pretty big lake.
Yeah,
you know that's the fun lake where the beach is by the bridge. So
it's horrible, man.
And people, anyway. You know, just you got to keep an eye on your youngsters. So,
Tony, I guess it was a jet ski.
That's what I'm thinking. It says personal watercraft.
Yeah.
I noticed a little more detailed.
Excuse me. A while back, they had a lot of that going on at the point. You know, so.
Now you got to be you got to be a licensed driver to drive a jet ski.
Right. You got to be a certain age.
Your 10-year-old, 8-year-old, even if you're riding on there with him, he can't be the.
And Tony, some of those jet skis today, they're running about 50, 60, 70 miles an hour.
I've been on 170 miles an hour. So, there's no brakes.
No, on the water. You're right.
You know, none, zero. Yeah. Anyway.
So, yep.
Anyway, here's an interesting story. A fisherman catches a clear blue lobster. That's right. One of the residents that encountered a white walker. Fisherman Alex Todd retrieved one of the traps last week, and inside was a blue lobster with transculant shell. And it's freaky looking. I saw a picture of it.
I've seen that too. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And, of course, it's a genetic condition called, I want to see if I get this right, leucism. And according to the Maine, that's up in Maine, so the Fisherman's Association means a partial loss of the pigmentation. Normal lobster gets its color by mixing yellow, blue, and red protein pigments, though it may not be unheard of, but it's not common. Anyway, 10th generation fisherman up in Maine, 10th generation is a lobster.
Yeah, I've seen that thing look like a translucent white.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It really was. It was kind of like a baby blue, but real light.
He'll be in a tank the rest of his life.
And this, of course, the lobster probably has a genetic condition called, which was that leucism, which isn't a total loss of pigment, which would make it an albino.
Right.
You know, but instead of a partial loss, that's why you can still see some hints of blue on the shell and the color in its eyes. So just one of those things. So in that regard, so just something different. Meanwhile, we're going to take our second break here this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be right back after this. Talking liar,
baby, ain't no doubt about it. I'm gonna go fishing, land you dry.
Too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Now only $29,990. $29,990 for the Super Crew.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-T-I-R-E.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your full-line Mercury Marine dealer. For over 50 years, we've been a member of Acadiana's boating family, and we're proud to sponsor the Top Rod Fishing Show. We have recently received two truckloads of new inventory from Key West and Wellcraft Boats, both with reliable Mercury motors. We service what we sell and stock a full line of parts. So come be a part of the Email Marine family. Just give us a call at 369-6746 and like us on Facebook.
There's something special about Acadiana. For the people we serve, we are committed to giving our clients the best legal representation, the kind of representation you deserve. At Hike Menvel & Grubbs, we provide the highest quality of honesty, integrity, and service to our community. Hike Menvel & Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Coming to eat our crawdad.
Welcome back to Kane Radio Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins and Lee Kay. And Ricky, last Monday was the end of the CCA Star Tournament, and we gave away boats and trucks and everything else. And I've got some of the final results. I pulled up early this morning. I got here to look over, and the speckled trout in the southwest area, our area, the winner of the 2140 Sport Nautic Star with 150 horsepower Mercury on it, four stroke, was Byrne Edwards. He had a 4.92 speckled trout.
That's a nice
He weighed that in at Dago's. Meanwhile, finishing third was Lori Ardwin of 4.59. And Byrne caught that fish in the last week or two because Mike Prevost was on the top of that chart.
Okay.
And he got bumped. Meanwhile, and some other winners in our area, I'm just looking through here. I've got plenty of I'm looking for somebody that might have weighed in at local grocery stores. Here's one. Byrne Edwards also had the third largest red snapper. Of course, the winner was Corey Jean. He won a $5,000 offshore tackle package sponsored by the Whitney Bank. Some other winners in our area, I'm just going through on real quickly. The ladies only speckled trout was won by Melissa Jessup. She had a 5.8 pound, and that's for the ladies. and she weighed that in at the Cajun Fast Mart. Meanwhile, I'm looking at other winners in our area. The kayak division, the winner of the heaviest overall speckled trout wins a hobby pro angler, and that was Jeff Robinson, who caught right at a 1.97 speck. He weighed in at Pecan Island at the food store there. Trying to look and see others here that of interest to our the sheephead in the Western Division was Renee Rusk. She had a 6.13 sheephead at Cajun Fast Mart. Also, of course, the tag redfish, the big winner was Jason Toombs. He caught that redfish. It was only 1.75 pounds, a tag redfish. And, of course, that was over in more in the New Orleans area, Joe's Landing. He won that 2017 Chevy Silverado. I guess he must have passed the polygraph test.
Yes, he did.
Because last year, whoever caught the first redfish didn't pass the polygraph test.
He refused to take it.
That's right.
He didn't get the truck.
Of course, in our area, the big talk was Drew Carlin.
Yeah, Drew.
You know, Drew came in and he won a 2140 Sport Nautic Store with a 2-pound redfish he caught. He weighed in at Don's Landing. Oh, you know, of course, Drew from Erath. Congratulations to him. But you don't know, and I don't know, Clay didn't think so when Clay Peltier, that is. He was on last week with us, a week before.
About the speck.
About the speck. They have here, Louisiana Division tag red speckled trout.
Oh, yeah.
And the first four tag speckled trout caught wins at $2,500 tackle package. And no one caught a tag speck.
Huh?
I don't have anything listed here. I went and looked this morning, and but no one caught a tag speckled trout.
That's
so
unusual.
Yeah, it really is. Of course, I don't know how many he put in the water, 50, 100. But that's unusual.
Yeah.
You know, that no one caught one.
That's right.
So in the bank fishing, you know, people, you can get a CC. If you don't own a boat or a motor craft that you can go with someone,
right.
You could have bought a bank fishing tag or a CCA fishing tag and, you know, just fish from the shore. And the winner won a 16-foot, well-built 40-horsepower Mercury 4-stroke. And that was Dusty Brown. He caught a 6.51 spec. So you know, he's going to win himself a boat.
Yep.
So more power to him.
Yep.
So with that, so it's just one of those things where people fishing can.
Now, that next article, Tony, I don't agree with that.
What's that?
9 reasons.
Oh, he's being a little sarcastic.
Okay.
This little sarcasm.
I didn't see
here.
It. I just seen the headline.
Yeah, sarcasm here. Yeah. Anglers in Louisiana run through more lures than anywhere else on the planet. Yeah, I've caught the biggest fish on the earth a couple times. It's Mother Earth.
Yeah.
You get it stuck there in the trash pile.
Oh, yeah.
And you keep reeling and reeling and pulling, and you get the biggest fish in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Mother Earth. Anyway, like Louisiana has 400,000 hot spots scattered throughout an intricate web of marshy bayous, lakes, canals, bays. And anyway, this article just goes on to have a lot of sarcasm here. And after an angler gets back to the dock, he's got to learn to clean all those fish, which extends his day even further. Louisiana anglers have to eat a lot of fish. Other anglers in other states get frequently dine on steak, chicken, and ground beef. In other states, anglers can pass reels down to their kids and grandkids. Constant interaction with line-hungry redfish turn our reels into paperweights after a year or two.
Oh, yeah.
And then every Louisiana angler keeps a graveyard of sized-up reels in the corner of his garage, perhaps hoping the fish gods will show up and raise them from the dead like Lazarus. And anglers in other states have nice, soft hands that are supple and tactical. And here in Louisiana, hands are tougher than Conor McGregor's face from years of interacting with speckled trout spines, bath tooth patches, and razor sharp skills. And a lot of truth to that, you know, when you see a lot of the, and a little sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
With the fishing people here in the state of Louisiana. Of course, tides today and over the weekend. Today, Friday, the 8th of September, the sun rose in Weeks Bay around 6:49, and it's going to set at 7:20. High and low tide chart. First low tide was at 2:12 this morning. Next low tide will be at 2:40 this afternoon. The first high tide will be at 8:06. That's in a few minutes. Next high tide at 8:23 tomorrow, or today, rather, we'll have 12 hours and 31 minutes of sun. Tomorrow, the 9th of September, sun's going to rise around 6:50 in Weeks Vermilion Bay and set at 7:19. First low tide is going to be at 2:52 in the morning. Next low tide at 3:26. First high tide at 8:23 in the morning. Next high tide at 9:41. 12 hours, 29 minutes of sun. Meanwhile, the 10th of September. That's Sunday. Ricky might want to pay attention. Yeah, I don't know so how much the tides I'm have. Have but in Weeks Bay, anyway, the sun's going to rise at 6:50 and set at 7:18. That's Sunday, the big tournament out there y'all going to have. The first low tide is 3:35 in the morning. The next low tide at 4:17. The first high tide, 8:37 in the morning. Next high tide will be 11:09 at night, 12 hours and 28 minutes of sun. Of course, the average water temperature in Weeks Bay and Vermilion Bay is going to be about 83 degrees.
Dropped a little bit.
Yep. A little bit, but want to remind you also on tonight, Kane Radio, we're going to travel to Lake Charles as the Panthers take on the St. Louis Saints in high school football action. We'll begin around 6:30. And the game in Lake Charles at the old Lake Charles High School. So the Panthers came off a big whip. What a game last week between Westgate
game.
And the Panthers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just both teams battling it out. And we'll be live on the air a little before, right at around 6:30, I'd say. So as we travel to Lake Charles. Meanwhile, today in history, Ricky, you know, we're talking about all those hurricanes and everything. Today in history, 117 years ago, one of the probably more tragic events in United States history was the big Galveston hurricane that took 8,000 lives. And you pray for those people down in Florida right now. Of course, the Caribbean's getting hammered. Of course, I think, Lee, didn't the storm, wasn't it downgraded a little bit to 4?
Irma, you're talking about?
Yes.
I was just reading up on it. Let's see, Tony. I'll give you the exact data. Irma, this came in at 7 o'clock. It is it's 150 mile an hour. So what is that, a Cat 4 now?
Yeah, 4 is under 155, yeah. But 135 to 155 is a 4. That's tremendous winds.
Yeah, Irma is a Category 4 hurricane on that Saffir-Simpson scale.
So pray for those people down there.
And I'm looking at some reports from different sources, Weather Underground, AccuWeather, and it's like it's going to go through the heart of that Florida peninsula and just all these major cities will be definitely strongly impacted.
Yeah.
And it's not going coastally, it's not going to the left. It's you're just kind of following the.
I wonder what it's going to have at Disney World.
Cool.
Yeah, I got a lot of people that work, not only work there, but the. Yeah. Wow.
But they were showing up on the news, Tony, they're evacuating.
Yeah. Have you ever been there at Disney World?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It's been a while, though, but it's.
Is it more scientific like the Epcot thing, or are there other.
They've had
Mickey
so many
Mouse
new things.
And Dumbo.
I've been 4 times. The last time was many years ago, and that took the family, and. Epcot, I enjoyed more than everything.
Yeah.
Universal Studios was just cranking up, so that'll tell you.
That's
how
not
long
part
it's been.
Of Disneyland, Disney World, is it?
Oh,
the Universal?
Uh huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are they combined or
oh,
something?
It's huge.
It's huge. Yeah. I think Disney bought 27,000 acres when he built that place. Yeah.
I was watching on LPB. They've been doing
a special
on Disney,
that.
And
I
it's
saw
like
that on Walt Disney.
And the guy had such courage; he just stuck his neck out, and it's like, let's do this film and. Went over budget, and it's like you never. It didn't appeal to the audience, but finally he got enough.
He was a dreamer too. He was
exactly. I mean, just to see him getting excited about. He took a train ride to take a rest from Chicago with his buddy, from Los Angeles to Chicago, and he started thinking, I need to have a theme park. Put this a bigger train and all the castle and the pirates and all.
He was an innovator and how many times did you go to the movies as a child and watch the Walt Disney flicks?
I mean, I saw them all, Pinocchio, Bambi, Fantasia, Dumbo.
All the way down, you know, just the Shaggy Dog and he was an innovator.
And now with all the PC, it's like the pirate thing, they can't show him chasing a woman, you know, and in the old days, that's what they, you know, you capture gold and resources, whether it's a chicken or a horse or a lady.
It's good to
lady.
Go one time just to see what it's like now. It's getting quite expensive again.
It's $100 a day.
Or more.
We checked into it.
Or did you?
In Los Angeles, for
well,
the.
I want to say the one down in Florida is even more.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. But
I don't doubt
more.
It because Florida, it's more high tech and maybe there's more expense.
Yeah. And they got plenty of room to grow, too. Anyway.
But so, we'll see, Tony.
Anyway,
Monday
tonight,
we'll have plenty to talk about Monday.
Yeah, don't forget to pick up our pocket guide, too, at our locations of our sponsors. So the K&E Football Pocket Guide's out, and it gives you the schedule of all the high school teams along with some of our college teams. So
who's Nish playing tonight, Tony?
Nish is playing tonight. Drum roll quickly if I've got to turn this chart around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our drummer there. They play Karen Crow
Karen
in New
Crow?
Iberia.
Okay.
Should be a good – next week they got Westgate, so we'll have that game on for you. So, of course, Westgate takes on Jenneret tonight. Panthers travel to Lake Charles.
Yep.
Lorville takes on – Delcom and Lorville, let's see. Lorville takes on – they travel to Lafayette Christian. Delco has Oberlin at home. Highland Baptist goes to Vinton. We'll probably pass them on the highway. So and the Cajuns go to Tulsa. So all the action right here on Kane Radio. Oh, yeah. Lee,
all right.
Rick, y'all having a great weekend. Good luck to you Sunday, Rick.
All right, buddy.
Haul in that 5-7-pound bass and so you can win you some extra money there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anyway, we'll see you next week.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay.